In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主的圣名，我在这边讲几句话。
Tonight, this topic is blessings of being born from above.
那今天晚上主题是在圣灵里重生的福气。
During the young adult speech convocation, I share with a similar topic of this. Today, I'm trying to gather more, sort it out, and so that I can share with you.
在青年神训青年灵恩会的时候，我也分享了。类似的题目，那我也继续的查考，那我今天跟你们分享。
Now please turn to Book of John, Chapter 3.
我们翻到约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3 from verse 1.
约翰福音第三章从第一节开始。
Now there was a name of a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Verse 2.
第二节。
This man came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Verse 3.
第三节。
Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you,Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Verse 5. Jesus answered, Truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit,he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 6.
第六节。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is a spirit. Verse 7.
第七节。
Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. I just finished here, verse 7. Now, this is the conversation between the Pharisees, the named Nicodemus, and the Lord Jesus.
那这是一个法利赛人跟耶稣的一个对话。
Nicodemus is a very highly respected person at that time.
尼哥底母是一个非常被尊敬的人。
He is verse 1 mentioned that the ruler of the Jews.
那在第一节有说到他是犹大人的官。
At that time, as a man to be the ruler, then.The person has to be respect among the Pharisees.
那要当官的一个条件就是要被大家尊敬。
But this time he knows what the Jesus is the difference from the all different people, from different teachers. So he came to the Lord Jesus. He wants to express his.Understanding of him, so he came at night. He met the Lord Jesus.
他知道耶稣是一个比较特别的人，所以他想要用他所知道的圣经的知识来
Because we find out the John chapter 3, this conversation is very precious to us.
我们知道约翰福音第三章这个对话对我们来说是非常宝贵的。
Because the Lord Jesus gave us a way of our life to be changed.
因为神让我们有一个重生的机会。
The teacher and also the rulers of the Jews came to the Lord and this is a blessing that he find out the true way of his life to be changed.
那这个犹大人的官也来找耶稣，然后因此他的生命也得了改变。
I think the concept of born again is that this is the very first time, so it's very hard to conceive at that time to understand this born again concept.
在当时重生这个想法应该是一个比较不能被理解的想法。
Most of the Jewish people, they when they are circumcised and the after the 8 days of they were born, and then they continue to follow Moses' law, and that is the way they can prove that who they are. They were descendants of Abraham.
当时的犹太人他们是受了割礼之后八天之后从出生，然后他们也守摩西的律法。
So actually, Jesus brought a very sensational concept of born again at that time.
所以当耶稣给了这个重生的想法的时候，对他来说是一个非常新的知识。
For the Nicodemus, this is a really hardly can understood at that time.
尼哥底母也非常不能了解这是什么。
Jesus talking about the kingdom of God, the one who born again, they are the one to see the kingdom of God, and Nicodemus cannot get it.
当神说你需要进神的国，他并没有了解。
I find that sometimes when we talk to our children, it seems like they know everything, but from the parents' point of view, they do not know.
有时候跟我们小孩子聊天的时候，会觉得他们可能会觉得自己什么都知道，但是对父母来说，他们是什么都不知道的。
Children's concept and the parents' concept is different.
小孩子的想法跟父母的想法是有差异的。
I find out that.With our experience, we can dealing with our children with the same concept they don't understand.
我会用我的经验来教育他们不知道的那些想法。
Life concept is continue to evolve, continue to our value system, our understanding is continue to change.
人的想法也会随着时间而改变。
And so, when we're dealing with the Word of God, when we cultivate ourselves, we're really getting into the spiritual life. Then when we look at the Word of God, or before and after, we can tell the difference.
我们如果真的去灵修，真的开始了一个灵里的生活，我们会发现我们有改变。
I mean, what the Christian, we conceptually have to understand is this concept of born from above.
我们需要了解，身为一个基督徒，我们需要了解这个从灵里重生的一个知识。
In chapter 3, when the Nicodemus brought up, and he cannot understand, which means he knows that he cannot enter the second time into the mother's womb, and be born, can he? So it kind of, chapter 3, verse 4, Nicodemus actually asked the Lord Jesus, which means, I do not understand what you're talking about.
尼哥底母以为重生的意思是从母腹里面再出生，那这并不是这并不是神的意思。
Now one more time, Jesus answered this time a little more clear way to mention that truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
那耶稣就在更详细的解释一次，他说：“我实实在在的告诉你。”人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能
生。Actually, Jesus talking about the in spirit.
那神在耶稣在这边说的是从灵里生的。
It's not Jesus talk about the flesh.
不是从肉体生的。
So that's why, because Nicodemus couldn't understand.
所以尼哥底母没有办法了解。
But Jesus here mentioned that I say to you, unless one is verse 5, born of water and the spirit.
那这边耶稣说，人若不是从水和圣灵生的
，I'm sure because all the brothers and sisters we all born again Christian.
我相信在座的弟兄姐妹都是从出生开始就是基督徒。
I think we are all here because we understand the importance of salvation.
我相信我们在这边是因为我们都了解得永生的重要性。
Importance of seeing the kingdom of God in our life.
我们知道进神的国的重要性。
That's why we come to the Lord. We continue seeking for our spiritual life.
所以我们才来到主前面，找到永生。
But I think today, this message is just considered, it's kind of reviewing and also remind ourselves.
那今天我的这个讯息也是可以当做一个复习。
But if you come here for tonight the first time, maybe it helps you.
那如果今天是你第一次来，可能这个会帮助你。
Because in this world, we can, why we have to study hard, why we have to work hard, why we have to continue to expand our business, why we can have things we can more to climb up to the high position, why we doing these things?
在这个世界上，为什么我们需要读书？为什么需要工作？为什么需要更扩展我们的事业？为什么需要爬上更高的关阶呢？
Because we want to be satisfied.
因为我们想要得到满足。
But many times the satisfaction, it's not coming from our human will, flesh will to seeking our goal for in this from this world.
但是常常我们都是用我们肉体上的私欲来追求这些事情。
Satisfaction is coming from the Lord Jesus Christ.
真正的满足是从神而来的。
So Jesus, you're talking about the ones you're born with the water and the spirit.
所以神这边说从水和圣灵生的。
I'm sure because we are born with the water, so we wash away our sins. We're born of water, so we wash away our sins.
因为我们是水从水而生的，所以我们可以洗去我们的罪。
The important thing is that we can continue our life to be pure enough to be the stage we can within in this stage of born again status.
我们需要让我们自己更洁净，可以走到这重生的这一步。
That we truly we can we receive the Holy Spirit in one day.
我们总有一天会得到圣灵。
We really follow the subject to the Spirit of God in our daily life.
那我们在生活中照着圣灵的方向走。
Now, many times on the course of our Christian life, we're changing our shifting of our attitude and our value system, and sometimes it turns back to the Word.
那但是有时候我们走着走着也会开始往后退，然后退到了世界。
So sometimes we know we're seeking the satisfaction, yet we cannot receive from this world.
我们有时候追求的满足并不能从这个世界上得到。
Solomon's life is a very typical life.
那所罗门的生活也是一个很好的例子。
At the beginning, he followed the Lord, followed God, so he can even have God give him an opportunity to build the temple of God.
他刚开始追求照着神的话走，也帮助神建造了圣殿。
I'm sure because he understood the true satisfaction out of God's work and out of God's business.
他当时是被神的话给得以满足的。
Now, later his life tore to change to the different direction.
但是到他的到他老年的时候，他却
So he lost his true satisfaction of his life. So turned out to be a whole world. It turned to be that it seems like he has everything, but he doesn't have anything. So that's why he mentioned that the life is under the sun is vanity.
他却偏离了，到导致他最后虽然他拥有很多，但是他却无法得到满足。所以他之后才说，
He's supposed to be the richest man in the world. He is the richest man. At that time,
他应该是当时最有钱的人。
He has a powerful man.
他是一个非常有能力的。
Because he is the king.
因为他是一个国王。
He has everything. He knows everything. Yet he couldn't satisfy it.
他拥有所有的东西，他知道所有的事情，但是他没有办法得到满足。
End of life under the sun, as he confessed that there is a full of vanity.
他觉得生命都是虚无的，虚空的。
You know, we have to reflect ourselves, our life, our path should be the way to subject to the Lord, as a subject our life to be as a, like a born again Christian, which is with a pure our heart and also lead by the Spirit.
我们需要让我们的生命是照着神的话走，也需要需要是追求的永生的。
But we find out Genesis chapter 26, the story about Isaac.
我们知道在创世纪有以撒的故事。
The Genesis of the 26 here, at that time there was a famine in the land. It mentioned chapter 26 verse 1.
在创世纪26章的第一节这边讲到当时的一个饥荒。
Which is his life condition is a tour to the getting into the difficult time actually.
那这也是开始的困难的时候。
But there's a way he can try. At that time, I'm sure, because it's tough as a nomadic life. Stay this land is considered quite a difficult. I think there's a lot of temptation. Move his life away from there.
那在当时他们需要迁移，对他们来说是一个非常大的挑战。
In the verse, at that time, the verse 2 says, the Lord appeared to him.
那在第二节，神耶和华向以撒显现。
Do not go down to Egypt to stay in the land which I shall tell you.
你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。
Because the human point of view, this message is contradictory, actually.
那对我们来说，这个是一个非常矛盾的话。
It is supposed to be his life to be getting better when he get out of this famine. Somewhere he find out the land was full of pastures and the life there's much better. Yet God says stay there.
他想说，我们应该离开这地，得到更好的生活。可是主却希望他留下。
And but the God's way is stay there, and then you will receive the blessing. Verse 3 says.
那在第三节这边说到，我必与你同在，我赐福给你。
If you bear with the suffering, I will bless you.
你如果忍受了这个困难，我会赐福给你。
So at that time, Isaac is just completely subject to the Lord, what the guidance of God.
那当时以撒也是非常照着主的话做。
In verse 8, it came about when he had been there for a long time.Verse 8, he's been there for a long time.
那在第八节，他住在那里，
所以 the life,
有一阵子了。
The, we don't know how long the period of time, but it says just Bible says a long time.
我们不知道他住了多久，可是在圣经上讲的，他住了许久。
Definitely is over years, I'm sure.
那肯定是多于一年。
But God's way is amazing that since he subjected the Lord and followed God's way, he received the blessing.
因为他照着神的话做了，所以他得到了祝福。
Verse 12 says, in that land, and he received the blessing the same year a hundredfold, he says.
所以在第十二节这边说，以撒在那里耕种，那一年有百倍的收成。
Who blessed him is God blessed him.
那是谁祝福他呢？是神祝福他。
His life, the life of Isaac, we find out he received the blessing because he followed the Lord Jesus, followed the Lord God.
我们看到以撒的生活，因为他照着神的话做了，所以他得到了很多祝福。
The born again Christians, we continue seeking God, we continue to follow God.
那我们这些重生的基督徒，我们也需要继续照着神的话。
God can expand our life. They live by the helping of God. We can our life to be blessed. And let's turn to the book of Psalm, Psalm chapter 18.
我们翻到诗篇第十八章。
Psalm 18 verse 16.
诗篇十八章的十六节。
Psalm 18 verse 16 to 19.
十八章十六节到十九节。
Psalm 18, verse 16. He sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hate me, for they were too mighty for me. Verse 18.
十八节。
They confronted me in the day of my calamity.But the Lord was my stay. Verse 19. He brought me forth as into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. This is the written by the David.
这是大卫写的。
I think he have gone through a lot of experience of the when he was in danger, God delivered him and led his life to be blessed so that he can be satisfied with God.
因为在他危险的时候，神救了他的生命，所以他。
Then what we can ask ourselves why we believe in God because we want to be satisfied.
就是由他经验写出来。那我们为什么会相信神呢
？The born again Christians, we need to have experience of inner ourselves to be satisfied by the Word of God, by His guidance.
我们需要因为神的话而得到满足。
And also because Christians, once we born from above, then we can be protected by God.
因为我们是从圣灵而生的，所以我们可以被神给保护。
The once we born again Christians, our name is written in the book of life.
我们 在当我们重生的那一刻，我们的名字就写在生命册上。
Which is the word we can be the children of God.
那也代表着我们是神的儿女。
Before we have to struggle, but now we are under the God's protection.
以前我们可能受到很多困难，可是现在我们有神的保护。
As a man's point of view, David, when he was anointed by the Samuel,
当
He actually getting into the life of the risk, life a lot of difficulties actually.
当大卫受到撒母耳的受膏的时候，他受到了很多的困难。
But、God's eyes are never away from him.
可是神却从来没有离弃过他。
So when he was such kind of difficult time until his age 30 years old, his life continued run away from his father-in-law, which is the king Saul, trying to kill him, yet he had to hide all the time.
当他三十岁的时候，他需要一直的逃亡。
But God protected him.
但是神保护了他。
One of our Christianities, we're born from above, are one of a great privilege. We are protected by God.
我们是多么美好的，有神的保护。
Now let's turn to Psalm chapter 3.
那我们翻到诗篇第三章。
Psalm chapter 3 from verse 5.
诗篇第三章的第五节。
Chapter 3, verse from 5. I lay down and slept, I awake, for the Lord sustained me. Verse 6.
第六节。
I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me, round me. Verse 7.
第七节。
Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God.For thou hast smitten all my enemies of the cheeks. Thou hast shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Thy blessing be upon thy people. And in Psalm chapter 3 here, David also, he mentioned about, he made this song to praising God and then mentioned about the God's protections.
在这里他想到了神怎么保护他的。
Verse 6, I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me round about.
在第六节他说，所以有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。
We know that Job's life, he's kind of, he's a righteous man in the sight of God.
约伯在神的眼中是一位义人。
So the Satan trying to come, Satan came to God, ask for the permission to destroy and taking away all the what his own.
那撒旦来向神，问说可不可以摧毁约伯。
Actually, because if you take away the all you given to him, then he surely he cannot be faithful to you.
因为撒旦说，如果我把他所有的东西拿走，那他肯定不会对你有信心。
God allow him to take away everything, but yet he cannot touch upon his life.
神让撒旦拿走他所有的一切，但是他却不让撒旦拿走他的生命。
Of course, Job didn't understand what's going on in his life.
约伯也并不了解为什么他的生命。
Since so far, my life was faithful to God.
他认为他自己是非常虔诚的一位。
Yet he take away all my belonging.
但是神却把我所有的都拿走了。
What happened?
发生什么事了？
So he doesn't understand.
所以他不了解。
But even such a condition, God's protections upon in his life.
但是神其实是一直在保护着他的。
Anybody who do not belong to God do not have this kind of security of our life.
如果不是属于神的，不会有这种的祝福。
We live in this world have all different kind of situation we have to face.
在这个世界上，我们有很多的事情。
Today we are secure doesn't mean that tomorrow continued our life to be secure.
有可能我们今天是安全的，但是不代表明天或者后天。
Today my health doesn't mean that for sure for tomorrow's my health.
有可能我今天很健康，但是不代表明天后天会健
康。Anything can happen.Happen in my life tomorrow.
任何事情都有可能在明天发生。
That's because life is we live in the very insecure in the life of insecurity.
因为我们住在一个非常没有安全感的世界上。
But if we're born from above,
但是如果我们从圣灵重生
His protection will be with us and secure for our life as a true protection.
神的保护会随着我们同在。
We find out the life of like David. We mentioned that. We just mentioned about life of David simply.
我们刚刚有讲到了大卫的生命。
And also the life of about the Daniels and Daniel's three friends.
还有但以理他的三个。
And they are all protected by God. No one can harm to them.
他们都是被神给保护，没有人可以伤害他们。
Because God's protections above them and protect them.
因为神的保护，所以他们同在。
We need to have experience of God. We need to have this experience of protection of God.
我们需要去经历神的这个保护。
And also the Christian life, we as a born from above, we have a great privilege because. Our life have a, we have a full of wisdom from God.
我们这些从圣灵而生的基督徒有从神而来的智慧。
Because all these the people in this world, their life managed by based upon their own worldly wisdom.
在世界上的人，他们都是依照着自己的知识。
Because their wisdom is all come from the knowledge from this world and the.Philosophy of this world, or all come from the dust.
那这些知识都是从这世界上来，从这世界上的哲学。
But Christian wisdom is wisdom is coming from above.
但是真正的知识是从神那里来的。
So we know that when we come to the Lord, we look at the Word of God, we find out the wisdom of God.
那当我们在读神的话的时候，我们会找到神来的
智慧。
We
find out the truth and the way and the life.
我们会找到神的。
This wisdom cannot compare with the worldly wisdom.
那这个智慧是没有办法与世界上的知识比较的。
In this world, they never give us the way of salvation. No matter how many books we read, we cannot find it.
在世界上的书也没有任何提到得救。
But God's wisdom lead us into the salvation.
只有神的智慧会带领我们得到永生。
And also the daily life, when we gain the true wisdom of God, and which is the fearing of God for our life, life can change.
当我们在每天的生活中有神的智慧，我们会得到改变。
Now find out the life of like Joseph.
那我们来看看约瑟。
He was life as a slave. He served in the Potiphar's.
他刚开始是做仆人的。
And the worldly way of the status, he's a slavery.
他是一个奴隶。
But yet he never followed the worldly way of wisdom, but he followed the wisdom of God.
但他却没有依照这世界上知识，他是照的神的智
慧。So when Potiphar's wife seduced him.At that time, he doesn't want to get involved to ruin his life.
那当时他主人的太太却想要让他偏离他的道路。
He knows that his life belongs to God, not belongs to the Egypt.
他知道他的生命是神的，不是埃及的。
Actually, this wisdom lead his life to be success later, become at the beginning of his success.
那这个智慧也带领他走向成功。
Our Christian life will live by this wisdom of God.
我们基督徒的生活也需要被神的智慧给带领。
That we look at the Bible, all the spiritual, you know, the ancestry, they always have this wisdom upon from God. They live by the wisdom of God.
那这些古圣徒也都是被着神的智慧给带领。
Always, we talk about you know life of 40 years of journey in the wilderness.
可以想到那在旷野中四十年的生活。
This journey is designed by God.
这个生活是神创造的。
But not many actually many people understood why God led these people to lead this way for 40 years.
但百姓们没有办法了解神为什么创造了这四十年的生活。
But we know that these 40 years, God trained them and God teach them for understanding of God's way.
但是在这40年当中，神教育了他们神的旨意。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们看《生命记》第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter in verse 2, 3, and 4.
申命记第八章第二节到第四节。
Chapter 8, verse from 2.
第二节开始。
And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Verse 3.
第三节。
And it humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna.The which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he might make you understand. The man does not live by the bread alone, but man lives by the everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Verse 4. The your clothes did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. The Deuteronomy chapter 8, the Moses, he gave an address. He did, you know, to speak to his people at this time.
那在这里，摩西跟着他的百姓讲了一些话。
He understand because this is he reached to here actually his life 80 years in the wilderness actually for himself.
他自己是在旷野中八十年。
So he truly understand why God let these people bring them out to the wilderness for 40 years.
所以他非常明白神为什么要带领他们走到旷野四十年。
Actually, he trained the second time. Actually, this time as at this time the leader of the Israel.
那他在这个时候他是百姓的领导者。
I'm sure because this understanding is coming from after he finished the first training of 40 years in the wilderness.
那他这个经验是从第一次的四十年的旷野中得来的。
So that he can remind his people that these 40 years.
他用他的经验来提醒他的百
姓。Let your mind to be humble.
去苦练他。
No, why we come to God? We have to ask ourselves why we come to God. Why we come to the church?
我们要问我们自己，为什么我们会来教会？为什么会
？Because we want to gain the true wisdom of God.
为什么会到神面前？因为我们需要得到真的智慧。
True wisdom is humility.
因为神的智慧就是谦卑。
Jesus came to this world showing us what is the meaning of humility to us.
神来到这个世界上就是要给我们看什么是真正的谦卑。
Church is not a place to who is the greatest.
教会不是一个地方让我们展现谁
是最好的。Church is not a place to showing up or to gain the high position things.
教会也不是一个让我们展现自己看谁最
Church is the place to train myself to be humble-minded, so that my quality enough to enter the kingdom of God.
教会是一个让我们可以训练自己谦卑而进到神的国的地方。
So let our heart to be keep the commandment of God.
所以让我们的心来遵守神的话。
Without any kind of question, but we subject to God, we follow the commandment of God.
我们要无条件的来遵守神的话。
I think to keep the commandment of God is all people's different way. A different way to keep the commandment of God.
那每个人遵守神的话有不同的方式。
Some people like to keep the commandment of God like, you know, the young ruler's way.
那有些人喜欢是当领导者的方式。
And when Matthew 19, the conversation between this young ruler and then Jesus.
那在马太福音第十三章有一个年轻的领导者。
But this young ruler kept the commandment. He said that.
那这个年轻的官他对神说。
But yet he cannot his heart to open to the Lord and to truly love God.
但是他却没有办法真正的爱神。
And also he cannot giving up his position.
他也没有办法放弃他的官位。
So when Jesus invited him, you can follow me, but he couldn't follow him.
所以神说你来跟从我，他却没有跟从耶稣。
Because his heart cannot be humbled down.
因为他的心没有办法谦卑。
And he cannot keep all the commandment completely.
他也没有办法遵守所有的诫命。
So it is our focus, Christian life, why we are so blessed as born from above, because God trained us our life, each one of individual different way.
所以我们要知道，我们可以从圣灵的身是一个非常
Church is the place to train us to be humble-minded.
教会是一个让我们可以训练自己成为谦卑的人。
And also to let us understand importance of the Word of God.
我们也需要知道神的话的重要性。
So leading our life all different way of all individual differently.
让他带领我们每一个人用不同的方式带领我们。
But yet the ultimate wisdom is right there.
那这最终的智慧就是在神那。
Humility.
就是谦卑。
Why we have to be humble ourselves?
我们为什么要谦卑？
Because we want to see God.
因为我们追求神。
And also we can glorify the name of God.
我们就可以荣耀神的名。
When Jesus came to this world,
当神来到这个世界上的时候，
He never expressed how great He is.
他从来没有说他有多好。
He never done anything by his own initiative, but only when God asked him to do it, he do it.
他从来没有照着自己的意思做。从
He dying on the cross is for God's purpose.
甚至钉十字架也是因为神的旨意。
Never seeking his own glory, but seeking for the God's glory.
从来没有追求过自己的荣耀，却是追求神的荣耀。
So God training us our life to gain the true wisdom in our life.
神训练我们是为了得到神的知识。
That we are all born from above.
因为我们都是从圣灵而生。
I'm sure, because we are to reach a certain stage to be a satisfaction in our life. Satisfaction in our life, a certain stage, a difference.
我们每个人都有不同的满足的方式。
But hopefully we can truly satisfy with our God and our Lord, His guidance.
但是我们希望我们都可以用神的话来满足我们。
The Christian from the born from above, we are all be protected by God.
我们从圣灵而生的基督徒。
Israelites, they all protect by God.
都是被神保护的，像以色列人被保护一样。
And also our life, we as a Christian, as a born from above, we gain the true wisdom from above.
我们从圣灵而生的基督徒也会从神那边得到智慧。
I'm sure because we already know the way and the truth and life. We know the truth and we know the way and for our life.
我们知道那些，我们知道真理，我们也知道真正的路怎么走。
Because we have a flesh within us, many times we want to desire to follow our flesh.
因为我们是肉体做成的，所以我们有时候会想要照着自己的欲望。
But that's why the God continually train us for this 40 years of life in the wilderness.
这也是为什么神会在四十年当中训练他们。
And this is a blessing of God, actually.
但这其实是神的祝福。
Now guidance of the guiding our life by the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵来带领他们。
Only is it possible that born again Christian can follow.Qualified to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
只有重生的基督徒能照着神的圣灵走。
Actually, we are in there. We are on the way of this, the wisdom of God.
我们事实上已经走在这个道路上了。
I hope we continue. We never, no one of here to be failed to our journey in this way of wisdom and a blessing.
我希望在这个道路上，我们都不会跌倒，不会失败。
Let's all sing him.
那我们一起唱诗。
65
首。
Thou my everlasting portion, more than. Together.
那我们一起跪下来同心
祷告。We are all in the blessing of the Lord our God because we are all born from above.
我们都是在神的祝福里面，因为我们都是从圣灵而生的基督徒。
Of course, we still will live in this flesh, but actually, we do not belong to here.
当然，我们也是从肉体而生，但是我们却不属于这世界。
Philippians the book mentioned that our citizenship in heaven.
腓立比书有说到我们的身份是在天国。
By every time when I encounter difficulties in our life,
当我受到困难的时候
even when we are in a trial in our life, let us remember we are protected.
就算在这些困难的时候，我们也需要知道我们是被保护的。
And also, we are already in our course of the wisdom of God in our life.
我们也需要知道我们已经走在这追求神的智慧。
And because we know the way and truth and life already.
因为我们知道神的道路，我们知道神的真理。
True wisdom not coming from this world.
这真的智慧不是从世界而来的。
Coming from God.
而是从神而来的。
And also when we understand the truth and when we are in the wisdom of God, we are protected. We can be satisfied.
我们了解真理，我们有了智慧，我们会得到满足。
I hope that we can continue to trust in God.
我们也希望我们可以更相信神。
And continue to make this 2016 make a journey to be completed with the glorified name of God.
也让这2016年可以是我们一个荣耀神的机会。
Let's all kneel down, pray together.
我们一起同心祷告。